This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 6 of TMNT Classic, The Old Switcheroo. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossing Gub.
And you're listening to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 24. Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast.
We're back.
Back on a Monday. Coming in hard.
Coming in hard on a Monday.
All right, that's right. You ain't got a case of the Mondays today, baby.
you might
do,
have.
And if you do, you know, I'm going to put this up on a Monday. That's what I'm going to do.
You might have a new episode on a Monday.
That's right. That's right. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. That's right. You don't pay for it, so screw you.
Not like we're late. Are we late? We
might be. Who knows? No one knows anymore. I will say, look, episode 24, pretty impressive. Let's at least give ourselves a pat on the back for that. That's a lot. That's a lot. And you know, and oh yes. So all the episodes of TMNP that are not available on Podomatic, email us at ninjapodcast@gmail.com, and maybe I'll send them to you. Maybe I'll send them for free. Maybe I'll charge you. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah. When the mood, whatever the mood strikes.
Catch me, you know, it depends on the mood you catch me on. But here we are, this is, I actually really enjoyed this episode.
I did too.
I like the premise, I like the idea. And you know, it's funny, and you tell me if you agree with this, I felt throughout this entire episode, Raphael was as Raphael as he could be.
Yes.
He was, every 3 seconds he threw in a smart ass out, you know, remark, and I went, yes, now they got him nailed down. Like, this is what he does, like, I feel... Really, this episode, or really this season, but especially this episode, the characters are very much who they are.
Well, I feel like they're like this season is the season that they is the most episodes. So it's the season they finally find their stride and find where the characters sit in juxtaposition to each other and like how they interact with each other. They finally figure it out in this season.
I totally agree. It's everything just kind of fits together. I don't know. It just works. So this episode, you know what it reminded me of? Did you ever This actually made me laugh. So, at one point, when Ultimate Spider-Man was a comic and Ultimate X-Men was a comic,
yeah,
is that still around? I don't.
Yeah, know. Yeah, I think I don't know. I think
is it Ultimate now? You know
what? It became Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, and now Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man is in Marvel Universe proper. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
I hate Miles Morales. I can't stand
that character. It was a fine written series. It just
it was so forced.
Yeah.
You know, Ultimate. I'm not gonna go too much on a tangent. Anyway, Ultimate Spider-Man at one point had a crossover with Ultimate X-Men, and it was called Jump the Shark. That was what the miniseries was called. And Wolverine switches bodies with Peter Parker, and it was awesome. I loved it. It was.
I think I might have read that. Is that in the early, like, because my brother had a bunch of issues.
Yeah,
I had a bunch of the issues, and I know I read like a lot of them.
For me, I read Ultimate. I probably read a solid like 50 issues of Ultimate Spider-Man, and the moment that
it's issue 67, guys, in case you're wondering.
Oh, you looked it up.
I looked it up. It's issue 67.
Issue 67 of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yep.
I loved it. Oh, it was so funny. It was called Jump the Shark. And Wolverine and Peter Parker switch bodies, and it was hilarious. And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did the same thing with Splinter and Shredder switching
bodies. Well, it's a trope.
But it's great. It's great.
It works, but it's a trope. It's in every television show of this era had an episode where two characters switched bodies. They all did.
That's why by the time when we hit the 2000s with Ultimate Spider-Man, they just called it Jumping the Shark.
Yeah.
Because it was just ridiculous, right? Like, it's been done to death. you know, but it was hilarious. So Shredder and Splinter switch bodies, and it's great. It's great. I really enjoyed it. And why don't you just bring us in? Bring us in from start to finish. That's you. You're very technical about that.
So the episode starts.
Yes.
With the close of Irma just crying.
Oh, you know what's funny? Irma, I like how she has her theme music.
Oh, the weird, yeah. I've mentioned this before. It's her sitcom.
It's
like you found her in the middle of her sitcom.
It's kind of romantic, but it's not. And it's Irma complaining about how some man, you know, dissed her. He went on a double date with her and he brought a girl with him. That was his double date. And what was Irma supposed to bring a girl to? Like, I don't understand how that's
His name was Elliot.
His name was Elliot.
She was crying over a guy named Elliot who brought a girl on their double date.
What a guy named Elliot plays you, that's pretty bad. Yeah. You know, that's pretty low. I mean, come on the totem pole. How many girls out there felt like they've been screwed over by that alpha dog named Elliot? You know, let's be real.
But then April calls her, tells Irma she's being too eager.
She's too thirsty.
Which is like, yeah.
You know, it's bad when April's pointed out. April's like, I don't do that. It's like, yeah.
April's a catch.
April, there's a big difference between you and Irma, right? We make fun of Irma so much on this
podcast. I love Irma.
We make fun of Irma so much on this podcast that even my fiance laughs. When I'm like playing it in the background, she'll start laughing when Irma's name comes up. And I'll say to her, do you even know what Irma looks like? She goes, no. She's never watched the show. We make fun of her so much. It's like part of the show.
Find the dumpiest sweater possible. Put it on. Find the dumpiest, like the most ill-fitting skirt ever. Put it on. This is Irma.
Have no va-va-va-boom. Be incredibly desperate. That's Irma.
Do you know the Chipettes?
Hey, I'll tell you, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but that Alvin and the Chipmunks movie that came out in the 80s, maybe it was early 90s. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my god, it is so good.
Is it really?
Oh my god! I remember watching it and going, I was just blown away. The animation is painfully good, you know. And I'm just watching this, going, why is this so good? This is Alvin and the Chipmunks.
The Chipmunk Adventure.
That's probably it.
It came out in 1987. It got to be that one.
That's it. Oh my god! I could just look at that forever. Like I could just, and the way the Chipettes look in that, everything is just so good.
I'm sure I watched it. As a kid, I watched all types of garbage as a kid.
Oh, that is not garbage at all. That is freaking amazing. And apparently the reason the animation is really good is because a lot of Disney animators got laid off.
Oh, that you should.
And they just picked them up and put them into this movie. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's not Irma. Irma's not that Chipette. Irma's not the, you know, well-drawn version of the Chipette. She's the dumpy one that nobody wants. And then April talks about how she won't suddenly jump if a man calls her. And then her boss calls her and she jumps immediately. Yeah. That's the joke. That's the joke.
That's the joke.
In case you didn't know, kids.
That's the joke.
And then,
so she's told that there's a weird guy spotted at Cybertech Labs.
That's right.
And she goes to investigate.
That's right.
And Irma's like, where are you going? I haven't finished complaining about men.
Yeah, that's right. That's actually literally what she says. I almost think it's exactly what she says.
To which April responds, I'm on something hot.
Mm-hmm.
To which Irma responds, oh, well, find out if he wants to date.
That's right.
Irma.
Irma's the type of woman that would baby trap a man. You think that's true? You like that? Out of left field.
Oof.
Would you agree with that? I think so.
Oof. She might.
I think if she was desperate enough. She felt the dude was about to bounce, I think she'd baby trap him.
Yeah, she might.
I took the pill this week. Okay. That's Irma, guys. Guys, watch out. Young boys out there, if you're listening, watch it.
We should start referring.
Go on.
We should start referring to a girls who would baby trap men as Irmas.
Do you know anybody who's ever been baby trapped?
No.
Let's make this podcast interesting. Who's ever been baby trapped?
No, not to that extent.
I know a few guys lately.
Lately?
I'll tell you, you know, the more I meet this this new generation, you poor boys growing up, if you're listening, you poor boys. Oh, you know, I'll just start shooting the breeze with somebody, and I'll be like, yeah, so, you know, I'm in my early 20s, and, yeah, my girl's having a baby. I didn't really plan it that way, but she is. Actually, one of our friends, former podcast co-host of mine, almost knocked the girl up.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
She said she was on the pill, but she wasn't.
If someone we know were to get baby trapped, it would be that.
It would be him, wouldn't it?
It would be him, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? If anybody, it would be him. Yes. So out there, I feel like, I'm, you know, one day if I have a son, I'm going to sit him down. Okay, listen to me. A woman says she's on the pill, assume she's lying. Okay, I want you to believe that. No matter how horrible that sounds, assume that's the truth. Then there's no way you're going to get baby trapped. All right? Wrap it up. You know, do what you got to do. But yeah, we're talking about the turtles, apparently. So.
The biggest tangent ever.
I don't care. I'm not cutting it. I'm not editing it. I'm keeping it in. I really hope people at my job don't. Actually, I've told a few people at my job about my podcast. So, they don't listen to it anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, who cares? No one listens to it.
No one listens to it except a few group of people. They're out there. Trust me, man. It's been
if
going
you
up.
To this podcast, let us know.
No, it's been going up lately.
NinjaPodcast@gmail.com.
NinjaPodcast@gmail.com. No, I've been looking at the stats lately, and it's been going up. And I'm like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? This is the most.
I have no access to these stats. I just never check them.
No, this is the most secret podcast ever.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's fair.
Yes.
I tell almost nobody about this. Like, I don't even promote it on my Facebook.
One of my friends who really likes Ninja Turtles is like, oh, you have a podcast Ninja Turtles? That sounds awesome. It's like, how long is it? Like, each episode's about an hour. He's like, oh, I can't listen to that.
Oh,
and he loves Ninja Turtles.
I don't have that kind of time on my hand.
Yeah. I was like, don't listen. It's fine.
An hour? What are you doing? It's not even like you have to look at it. You just listen.
Yeah, like, whatever.
All right, whatever, man. That's cool. So let's go on. So let's go ahead.
So next up, we cut back to the turtle lair, mm-hmm. and Donatello has invented a pizza maker.
Oh, which is amazing.
It's amazing. But then as soon as he shows it off to everyone that it works, they eat all the pizza, and they're like, this is awesome, let's put it into super high gear, and it blows up.
Isn't that the trope of also everything that came out at the time? Oh, let's overdo it!
This is like 5-year-old logic. It's like, oh, it works! Put it on high!
I do that sometimes, to be fair.
You're the type of person who's like, I'm gonna put it in the oven, but I'm gonna put the oven on super high so it cooks super fast.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is 30 minutes on, you know, this temperature. Well, if I double it,
it'll be a minute at like 1,000 degrees. Then your house burns down.
It makes sense in a weird way, doesn't it?
It doesn't. That's not how heat works.
You know what it's kind of like? It's like Home Improvement.
Yes.
More power.
Oh, oh, oh.
That was his catchphrase.
That was.
You know what I'm gonna bring up? And it's so random, but I have to bring it up. Remember the Nick Choice Awards or Nick?
Yeah, team, had, yeah, whatever.
They had their own little awards.
Yeah, were they with slime people?
Were they with slime people? No. I don't know if people got slime.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe they did. But they would win an award. You know, best TV show of the year or best this or best that. Like, it was like a Nickelodeon version of the Oscars.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so at one point, the kid from Home Improvement, the kid nobody likes, the least likable kid on the show. The youngest kid.
The youngest one?
right away, like the youngest kid, right?
Well, it's not Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and it's not Zachary Ty Bryant. It's the other one.
The other one that you don't even know his name.
So
Tim Allen wins an award, right? He doesn't even show up. He has that kid. That kid shows up on his behalf.
Whoa.
To accept the award. And then he tries to do the, like he goes, if Tim was here, I think he would say, and it just goes terribly. Like it just, like, his sad attempt at trying to give this like prepared speech just bombs.
he stopped acting in 1999.
Probably after that Nickelodeon.
Taron Noah Smith is his name.
Taron Noah Smith. It was long, whatever his name was, it was long.
They all had three names.
So I just remember him. You know it's bad when you bomb in front of 12-year-olds.
Well, you know why Tim Allen wasn't there?
Because he had better things to do.
Because he's a cokehead.
I did hear he's on coke. I was gonna say that
he was caught. You don't know, so Tim Allen got arrested like bringing coke through Florida.
Wasn't that when he was really young?
Yeah, before he became a stand-up.
That was before he did. Before he became, you know, Tim Allen.
He looks like his mugshot looks like Geraldo Rivera.
Get out of here!
I'll show you.
I knew you were gonna send it to me.
Of course, you know, I'm gonna send it to you. I love. It's one of my favorite things.
Ninja podcast. Oh my god, it's amazing!
It's the best.
You know what? You know what? He's funny. I don't care if he likes coke. He didn't stab me. Look, you know what? He didn't stab anybody while he was on coke. It was a victimless crime.
But Screech did.
Screech maybe.
Screech stabbed a dude.
What?
Screech is in jail for stabbing a dude.
What?
Do you know this?
Dustin Diamond stabbed somebody.
Screech stabbed someone, yeah. Same with the actor charged in bar stabbing. Yeah, it's on CNN.com.
What a badass. He stabbed someone. Who knew of all the characters Screech was the most badass?
Yeah, he was actually sent to jail, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's Screech. They're probably going to let him out early.
No, they're not. He got a 4-month sentence. Oh, that's
4 months for stabbing somebody?
Yeah.
I'm going to start stabbing some people. 4 months? That's it?
He stabbed a dude on Christmas.
Baby, bam, right in the ribs.
Well, in all fairness, if you're in a bar at Christmas, shit's not looking good for you.
You got a pretty bad life.
Shit's not looking good for you.
Let's get back.
Speaking of stabbing, Leo is bruised by the pizza maker.
The pizza maker bruises Leonardo.
But it doesn't even bruise Leo.
It's in like...
It doesn't even bruise Leo, because Shredder's just like, you're bruised, I'm going with you. The Splinter. But it's like, you're bruised, I'm going with you.
I like how forced that is.
Yeah.
It is so forced. It's so forced. Splinter just feels the need to interject into this scene. You know, I must go with you, Leonardo. The pizza maker, when we put it on high, hurt you.
And Leonardo, the pizza maker also never shows up ever again.
Well, no, it was just there to pretend hurt Leonardo.
It's a Deus Ex Machina. Needs to move the plot post.
Well, that's not really the proper use of the term, but it was there to just shoehorn in, you know, that Splinter has to be in this scene.
It's moving the plot forward. It's the plot moving machine.
Season 3, baby. We gotta get it going. We gotta get it going. Right?
So they go to the lab because April calls them with Splinter, right? Them and Splinter for some reason. And they just start fighting the Bebop, Rocksteady, and Shredder.
I love Bebop and Rocksteady. I can't get enough of them in this episode.
They're the best.
The best.
And then they get so during the fight, Splinter and Shredder get thrown onto these platforms.
That's right.
And this like weird control panel gets shot by a laser from Bebop or Rocksteady, and they both get hit with this weird laser thing.
Yep.
And then they switch bodies, but no one knows that.
No one knows. The moment they switch bodies, a big smile came across my face.
Well, the moment they land on the platform, you're like, oh, they're gonna switch bodies.
Yeah, it's like clearly something's gonna happen.
But it's like they get carried out and like Shredder gets sent to the they get steal a truck, a catering truck that's in the back, right? They just steal a truck.
Four caterers.
Yeah, and then they go, and then the turtles go in the van, and then they both realize they've switched bodies while they're in those separate places going home.
And it's funny because, you know, Splinter as Shredder is really pissed off. And Shredder as Splinter is, you know, kind.
Yeah. But it's also like when Splinter's in Shredder's body, he thinks to himself, like, oh, I can use this to find out where the Technodrome is.
Right. Splinter wants to...
Which is that's a good goal, but, I mean, it's just underground somewhere. Like, it's just a fucking...
Are they gonna... Here's the biggest problem with the Turtles, right? And it's the nature of the show, because one episode... You know, everybody, you know, starts pretty much at the same place they left off.
Yeah.
The Turtles can never have a plan.
No.
They can't be proactive. They have to be reactive. Stuff happens and they, you know, resolve it. Because every episode, you know, doesn't build on the last episode.
Right.
So for the Turtles to suddenly go, oh, we need to find out where the Technodrome is. Yeah, it's a good idea. However, in reality, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, all main character cartoons, or well, most main character cartoons, are reactive.
Yeah, well, because they have to be.
Yeah, because they have to be.
Sure.
But it's interesting, because, like, if you have that information, Splinter, what are you going to do with that information?
Create a big assault on the Technodrome.
Four dudes against this, like, fucking... I mean, they've done it before, so I guess...
They've done it before! It wasn't the first time!
It wouldn't be the first time.
Done it twice.
It's true. But it's also... You could find the Technodrome. It's a big hole. Like, it drilled a big hole into the ground. Like,
Donatello could detect holes in the ground.
He's really good. He's really good at holes in the ground.
Established in season one. If you want to listen to it, send 99 cents to ninjapodcast@gmail.com via PayPal.
Via PayPal.
You will have it. You will have the episode where we talk about it. It's so good. It's so good. You'll never know.
All the money will go back into the show. Don't worry about it.
Right back into the show.
We'll buy better mics.
We'll buy better mics. Maybe we have a co-host. We have a guest host, maybe. You never know.
We'll get into Turtle in here.
We'll get a Turtle. You'll never know, right? Because you're not going to send that money. So you know you're never going to hear the episode.
Maybe a wacky comedy character will show up.
You know what? I kind of like this idea. I like this idea of deleting episodes that get old. Yeah, that's right. You gotta buy them now. Take that. Take that. I'm gonna sell them every episode. Oh, man, that season one was so good. Oh.
Whatever the last episode to deleted is, the latest episode, you should just talk about how good that episode. That's
really episode three, season one was great. Oh, so good. And episode four was even better. Ugh. 99 cents an episode. It's like a song.
It's longer than a song too. You get your money's
worth.
Right.
That's right. You get your money's worth, baby. But go on. Let's go. Let's roll through it. Let's go.
So Splinter Shredder. Wait.
Splinter. Let's call it. Let's do that.
What is Splinter Shredder? The other Shredder Splinter.
Spreader.
Spreader and Schlinter. Schlinter sounds like a beer.
Schlinter. It's a beer I would drink.
So then they bring Splinter back to the turtle lair.
Awesome.
But he doesn't know how to get there because they blindfold him with an ice pack.
How convenient.
So fucking convenient.
Your plot purpose, you know, you use like a hot cold press on his face.
It wouldn't be a hot cold press.
Cold one, I guess.
The cold press. And he takes off his blindfold. He's like, I don't know where I am because I had the cold press on my face the whole time.
Made no sense what I just said.
Hot cold press, yes. But it's such a fucking it's such a blatant writing. Like he walked in with. Leo holding the cold compress on his face, right? And then he takes out the cold compress and he goes, I don't know where I am because I had a cold compress on my face.
It's like,
we saw you walk in. We got it.
Shredder Splinter is upset because he doesn't know.
Oh, and he takes it out on them.
By the way, and you know what? And I'm going to give some props right now. So eventually, now that Shredder is Splinter, he just lays into the turtles.
He also eats pizza.
The turtles offer him pizza and he eats it. And then the turtles go, oh, Master Splinter, you know. Yeah.
You don't even like him.
How dare you question your master about what his actions are? And then he's like, shut up. Go train.
Go do your ninja training.
And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. I got to be real. I think the turtles would be better if Shredder trained them. I would be straight up.
Well, he also keeps telling them to clean the lair. And he cleans it like 5 times.
How clean is that lair, though?
But then we cut back to Shredder, which is way less fun.
You know, and I'm gonna go on. It's not totally a tangent, but I'm gonna have to bring this up. Have you read the Ninja Turtles comic where turtles act as if they were, you know, raised by Shredder or all joined the Foot Clan? I should say.
Oh, is that the one shot?
The one shot. My man Zach Howard is on that piece.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Very good.
Good.
Anyone out there is not, you know, don't read comics, read comics.
Yes.
Ninja Turtles comic, one shot, Deviation, Zach Howard is on it, fantastic artist. Writing is good too. The Ninja Turtles, as if they became part of the Foot Clan, really good. And I kept thinking of that as I was watching this episode. I'm going, I gotta say, you know, Shredder, he runs a tight ship.
Yes.
He gets things done.
It's fascinating to see that happen. And then when we cut to the Technodrome and Shredder is there, but Splinter in Shredder's body, the dynamic is just so bland and boring.
It's not.
Like, you just want to fast forward to back to the other place.
Well, there's no conflict.
Well, there is a conflict because he just comes up, he's being nice to Krang, and Krang's like, oh, I guess you're being nice to me. And then he asks Krang, like, hey, Krang, do you know anything about mind-switching lasers?
He puts it right out. Puts it right out there. Shredder, not the master of subtlety. I'm sorry, Splinter. Splinter Shredder. I screwed this up.
But then he does that weird, they do that test thing, that brainwave test.
I love that. That made
him. And he uses his ninja power
So Krang goes, Shredder, you got hit with a ray? We have to do a brain test scan on you to see if you're thinking okay. So to discover whether or not, you know, he's Shredder.
Yeah.
And then it begins to not match up correctly, and Krang goes,
They do a thing where, like, he goes, oh no, if they find out I'm really, you know, whatever, I'm gonna get caught, and it cuts the commercial.
Yeah.
And it comes back.
Which is a good
cliffhanger, right? But then it comes back. Yeah. But then it cuts back, and he's like, and they're doing the scan wave, and he tricks the machine and wins, and that's it.
He tricks the machine by going, I will think like Shredder. No. Even if he has a specific brain wave, you can't just, you know, pretend to be him for 1 second.
But like the twist from like this could destroy everything to like, nope, I fixed it. It's like so dramatic.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Well, I mean, come on, let's be real. It's got to be tough to write a cliffhanger for every commercial break.
Well, they don't. They sometimes do, they sometimes don't.
They sometimes don't, that's true. But they put at least one an episode.
But then after that, we cut back to the Turtles are training, and Splinter shows up with a spear.
And a mace at the end.
And he's like, come at me, bro. I'm going to show you how to
train. He tells the Turtles, all right, I want you all to attack me. And the Turtles are not about it. They're like, are you sure, Master Splinter?
But he's like,
yeah, I'm sure. Did I stutter?
They're training. They're like, man, he's being really hard on us. And he comes out of the side. He's like, come at me, bro.
Yeah, we're like a spear, mace, halberd, you know, whatever. I'm sorry, a spear and a flail.
One end
is a spear, one end is a flail. And he just tells them straight up, come at me, and they're not about it. And they do, and he kicks the crap out of them.
Which is weird, because if his plan is to kill the Turtles, he could have just killed the Turtles.
Right, that would make sense.
But then he just yells at them to go train harder.
And then he laughs, and he thinks to himself, man, look at them, they're scrubs. I can kill them at any moment.
And then Leo's like, oh, that's not, that kung fu is not Shredder's. I mean, that I kung this. Fu is not, it's not the Splinter, it's Shredder's.
Oh, only Shredder throws a kick a certain way.
That's a trope in a lot of kung fu stuff. It's like, I know those moves.
Not, by the way, it's not true. I mean, some things are true if it's really dramatically different. Like, if you look at a guy who does judo and a guy that does, you know, karate, you're going to see an obvious difference. But if like two different guys do karate, it's not like, ooh, his punch is, you know, that is... I mean, you know, to be fair, I'm not like a high level, you know, black belt, but I'll tell you this, you know, I can definitely tell the difference between jiu-jitsu and, you know, karate and things like that, but two different guys do karate, they're throwing kicks and punches, it looks the same to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that, you know, not to that level, so yeah. That's always a funny trope, but they begin to suspect that Splinter Shredder is not Splinter.
Yeah.
Or Splinter Shredder is not, I don't know, whatever.
But then April shows up in the turtle lair.
Isn't it funny how Irma never pops up again in this episode?
Yeah.
I find that hilarious.
But then April shows up and Splinter's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Get out of here.
He lays into her!
He just lays into her!
Splinter Shredder's like, what are you doing here? You're some freaking... It's almost like he looks at her going, oh, we didn't hire a whore to swing by here, right?
But he comes in as the turtles are cleaning, and they're like, this is the fifth time we've done it today. And Splinter just walked in, and it's like, fuck you, get out of here.
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious, actually.
And then she leaves, and the turtles are like, fuck this noise, I'm out too. And they just leave too.
I'm kind of upset that there weren't more episodes of Splinter acting like Shredder. It's kind of hilarious.
There might be another one. It wouldn't surprise if they stretched this premise pretty.
It's funny.
Oh, fuck. Splinter Shredder is the best.
He's hilarious.
Ugh.
But go on.
So then they run up to the surface, and they see Shredder come out and go to the they see Shredder come out in the weird drill thing, right?
Yes.
Right in front of them, and they beat up Bebop and Rocksteady, and you know whatever. They're knocked out, and they're about to like kick the shit out of Shredder, and then Shredder's like, no. It was Splinter Shredder is like, no, don't. don't fight me. You know I'm really Splinter. Look into my soul. Look into my eyes. Trust your kung fu magic ninja.
Trust your kung fu magic. And they do.
And they do. And then they have a powwow with him in the middle of the street.
That's right.
And they form a plan to trick Splinter to switch bodies again, which is like the most convenient plan ever. Ugh.
Keep going!
So they go back to the lab.
Yep.
The trick, the plan is to for them to they go down to the lair and they go, oh, the Shredder's breaking into the lab. We should go stop him. And Splinter Shredder takes this opportunity to go, oh, if we go there, we can just kidnap Shredder, and I can fuck everyone up and just rule.
Whoa! Dropping F bombs. This is a PG-13 podcast, or you can do it once.
Is it really? I wasted it.
That's what you mean, waste it. Good use of it.
They go back to the lab and they fight Shredder. I mean, they fight. They knock him onto the platform. There was also like a headband change at one point. Did you notice that?
I did not notice it. It happened too fast.
I think Mikey goes like, good job. Donatello goes, good job, Mikey. And it's actually Mikey saying it.
Bro.
Or something like that. Yeah. But then they get into a fight and they conveniently knock Shredder out in Shredder Splinter out into the onto one platform. Splinter Shredder runs to the other platform, and they can't get the machine to work because they shot it with a laser last time.
Yep.
But then they shoot it with another laser and they fixed it.
That's how you fix things, by the way. You just shoot them with lasers.
Yeah, and then
they switch.
And then switch back to their regular bodies, and then they're back in the turtle lair. They offer Splinter some pizza, and he's like, I don't eat pizza. Like, oh, you're back! Fade to black.
And there it is!
That's the episode.
That's the episode. I liked it. It was fun.
That's a good episode. The ending is a little by the books, but I mean, like, they all kind of end in a fight.
Hey! There's enough combat in the episode. There's a lot of good things going on in that episode.
I feel like the writing of these shows gets like a little better, like, you know, with characters and how they're portrayed and how they're portrayed against each other gets better and better. But the actual, like, the fighting action is worse.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, the fights are short. Mm-hmm. They usually end up with one gimmick, like, oh, I threw a paint bucket on his head, and that's, you know, or I got him stuck in a ladder. That's the end of the fight.
By the way, I still have not gotten enough of when Shredder gets the crap kicked out of him in that pizzeria.
With the kick?
No, not the kick. The kick is also.
Oh, yeah.
When they're in the pizzeria and they just beat the crap out of Shredder.
Yeah, they just like throw all the food at him and they're like.
It's not even a challenge. They just beat the crap out of him.
Don't they make jokes while they're doing it?
Yeah, they just trashed him. And then after they kick his butt, they throw him in an alley like dirt. And then they just keep going about what they were doing. It was like a pizza-eating contest.
They didn't even chase him into the alley.
They don't need to.
They're like, fuck him. They like tar and feathered him and like threw him out.
You put the Ninja Turtles in a pizzeria, they will obliterate you. It's like Popeye with spinach. They just destroy Shredder.
Maybe that's like their Pokemon home field advantage. Like,
that's right. They are super effective against Shredder's you know, pizza is super effective against Shredder's type, ninja type, whatever it is.
Fuck. That's a good episode.
And that episode's still floating around. You have to find it. It'll be deleted soon. No, no.
We're gonna make a best of episode to sell the old episodes.
That's right, we should do that.
It's gonna be an episode where we get locked in a fridge and just remember all the adventures we had in the past.
While drinking
While drinking, and then just like
there was an episode with this happened. It is funny because I find sometimes people talk about Ninja Turtles and I'll go, yeah, well, this episode this happened, and they won't remember, and I go, I remember. Kind of a pseudo expert on this.
I've spent hours.
You have
hours.
A podcast, good sir? Well, I don't. You don't. I'm an expert on it. All right, that's it. Episode's over. We're done. We're out of
done?
Here.
We're done? Are we done?
Done. I'm Kid Cowabunga, heading out.
I hope you eat the toss and gum.
See you next time. Take care.
Later.